Thank you.
Ms. Moyer, yeah. And everyone, if you're joining us from a public place, can you please make sure you have a headset that will keep the sound from your office or other location from being in the Zoom room? Okay. Items number, let's see, how do we want to do this? I think we'll do these separate. Item number five is PR 2021-5573, preliminary plat SD 2021-171. Vacation of private easements, applications 2021-172, 174, and 175. And then applications for vacation of public easements are 176 through 181. And this is for Netflix Studios LLC. And the location is Mesa del Sol Innovation Park, 5650 University Boulevard. And Bohannon Houston is the agent on the plat. Good morning, Mr. Blaskowitz.
Good morning, Chairman Wolfley. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be able to be heard once again. We are here. I know we have a number of items that we're still...
Sorry to interrupt you. No problem. Yes, you got it. Your name, firm, and address.
You got it. I forgot about that. Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. I swear to tell the truth. 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Okay, thank you. You'll get it. You'll get it down one of these days.
One of these days, for as many as we're coming here soon enough.
All right. Give us an update on the plat.
So the update on the plat is that we are still, of course, working through a number of items with the state land office. I know one of the main things that we need is to get an easement granted on their property so that the water authority might be able to sign our infrastructure list, and that's one of our key goals at this DRB level. I think we're really close. Blaine, I'm getting ready to send you a cross-section of these water lines as well as the proposed easement for your confirmation. And then as soon as we do that, we will work towards a legal description that we could then submit accordingly and go through the state land process as well as the water authority process.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on agenda item number five at 5650 University Boulevard? If you will raise your hand or press star nine if you're on audio only. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to the board for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Thank you, Mike, for your introduction. I think where we're at with this one, we're still pending a lot of things in terms of engineering on the water and sewer connections, the issue we've stated several times about those services being commingled. So that's still pending. I will say as an update, we do have the Netflix East availability statement fully drafted. So if you would like to meet to discuss that, I think we're sort of pending on that regarding resolution of the sharing of services issue. Right now it's written as if you know, that will not be allowed. And there's some pretty major infrastructure, I think particularly related to the northern periphery development that's being required in terms of a sewer line. So I think it probably good to discuss that with you, your design team, just so you're aware what's coming down before we issue the statement that way it's not a surprise. So I'll put that out there. If you want to get with me and schedule something on that, that'd be great. But on the actual actions presented today, we have some prior comments on all of it. I did not see those are being addressed yet. So once those are addressed, we'll be happy to update our comments on those. Thank you.
This is Mike Ross. Hannon Houston. Thank you, Blaine. I appreciate those comments. And I will definitely take you up on meeting with you if hopefully in the next day or two to go over the current water and sewer availability statement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This may just be my own curiosity, but Mr. Carter, they broke up their site plan in order to just sort of accommodate things that were ready to go sooner than other things. Is that creating some of these issues about service connections or not?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Partially, I think there is a Netflix North, which is a separate parcel, and then there's Netflix East, which is a parcel, but there's also additional parcels as part of the subdivision that are periphery development that also need service connections. And so there's, you know, even splitting it off, there's some additional parcels on this eastern phase that are creating some issues. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to code enforcement.
Our web code enforcement, I have no comments or objections at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
Justin Murphy, Parks and Recreation, no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. Engineer stamp date of July 16, 2021. No objection.
Let's go to transportation.
Good morning, Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed vacations. Please include updated road cross sections from the master plan amendment to be included within the submittal. And the biggest one, of course, as you know, is on the infrastructure list, include the offsite improvements that are recommended by the traffic impact study. Matt Grush, my senior engineer, had sent out a letter yesterday indicating the needed improvements and those that Netflix would be, the turn lanes that Netflix would specifically be contributing to as part of that study. And then I think you had given me some comments on the transit infrastructure at this time. City Transit does not need anything, is that correct?
This is Mike Velasquez with Plan in Houston. Chair Wolfenberger, that is correct. According to Lawrence Klein, he has noted that they do not need infrastructure improvements at this time.
Okay. So I think we just had the infrastructure list mainly that needed to be updated, and I just wanted to also make sure that what was being proposed will fit within the right of way. I just needed verification on that. There was quite a bit of infrastructure in there.
Mike Blaskowitz with Land in Houston. Yes, I received that letter yesterday. Thank you very much for passing that along. I will, I've been looking at it and diving deeply. I might have to arrange a separate meeting with you and Mr. Grush in order to go through some of those improvements, make sure I understand them accordingly. But thank you very much for sending that off.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Planning? And this is on the plat. We're working on the plat right now, so.
Right, correct. And so I think we did receive, so I think we're waiting on, I guess this is part of the discussion, but I think the only outstanding issues we have are the infrastructure list and the recorded IAA for the final plat. And I was unclear going through the previous comments, which I think are mostly site plan related. I think that was all we had related to the preliminary plat. And then again, just making sure that all project numbers and required signatures are on the plat.
Okay. Thank you. And so Mr. Blaskowitz, it looks like a deferral to me. What does it look like to you?
That's what it looks like to me. The infrastructure list is the critical path right now. And being able to get that signed is where we are. So being able to coordinate directly with the Water Authority, Blaine and his team, as well as Jean and her team, I think is our path moving forward in order to accomplish that. My hope is that it can be within, I know we don't have DRB, I believe the 22nd, 24th, right? So I would request a deferral to the 17th.
Yeah, okay. Is there a motion to defer item 5 to November 17th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second the motion.
Please, I'm sorry. I've got our voting mixed up. Yes, please continue what you're doing. You're doing great. So Cheryl, you just seconded the motion, correct?
I think Jean did. We kind of tried to do it at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what mixed me up. I'm so used to a certain pattern here. Okay. So we've got a motion and a second. Now let's vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Muffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 5, PR 2021-5573, preliminary plat SD 2021-171, and the vacations associated, which number 172, then a skip, and then 174 through 181. That will all be on November 17th. Okay. Now